The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is US 99.
Drew.
Hello, Chris Lane.
What's up?
Welcome home to Chicago, bud.
Thank you very much.
It doesn't seem like you have much happening in your life this week, do you?
Not too much.
And not even getting to the music. You just had a big birthday at your house, didn't you?
We did. My son Baker just turned one a couple of days ago, and Dutton turned two this summer. So,
We are... It's a first birthday, so does that mean he gets like a birthday month? Have you scheduled the first birthday party yet? What's happening?
We celebrated for 2 days, essentially. He had zero clue what was going on. Dutton got to open up all of his presents, and he was obviously very excited about that. Well, I think Baker was a little overwhelmed, had no clue what was going on. We were all singing him happy birthday. He started screaming.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, come on now. If we are being honest, the first birthday party is for the adults. It's not for the baby.
That's true. Well, this one definitely was not an adult party.
No beer, no booze?
No beer, no booze. We celebrated at dinner time, so maybe a little wine was had.
That's fair. Well, the new project From Where I'm Sippin', I'm already jealous of the name. That could be like a tattoo. That could be a name of a garage bar. I love it.
Thank you very much. Yeah, you know, I really love that song a lot. It's got a great feel to it. It embodies everything that I love about country music, but just basically, essentially just saying life looks good from where I'm sipping at, and usually that's from either a chair watching my kids run around the backyard or even more particularly from the golf course.
There you go. And how many songs are on the EP?
Five songs total.
Love it.
And it's been a hot minute for me, you know, since 2019 was like my last real project I released outside of a few songs sprinkled in here and there from there. But this is a big day for me, man. I'm so excited. This is just the first five of many to come. Uh-huh. And just could not be more proud of how these songs turned out. And to be a writer on them makes it even better.
That's cool. And you've had some really cool collaborations since we saw you last, like Lauren Elena and Scotty Mercury and Dustin Lynch. But my curiosity, how do those come about? Are you standing in the self-checkout line and you run into them and you say, hey, and you start a conversation? Like, what happens there?
You're talking about getting a collaboration.
When you decide to do a song with a pal in the community.
Usually it just comes in a text or a phone call. I usually just say, hey, feel like you would make a great partner on this song. Listen to it. Let me know if you like it. And if you do, would you consider jumping on a verse and a chorus to the song? And honestly, that's usually how it happens from there. Sometimes it's a no, a lot of times it's a yes.
That's awesome. Now, I imagine when you get that text, do you still get a little like goosebumpy, like, oh my gosh, this could potentially be something really, really cool?
Oh yeah, no doubt about it. And then you get to go into the studio and watch the magic happen from there. And it's always special, no doubt.
Well, we've been loving you a long time here in Chicago. I read recently that this summer marked 10 years for you in Nashville. Did you ever dream that big, that here you'd be a decade later, so much music, so many concerts, all the things?
No, honestly, no. I could have never imagined something like that would happen from a boy from Kernersville, North Carolina. You know, it's, I think when you come from a small town like that, it's hard to dream that big. But I'm incredibly so thankful and so grateful and obviously incredibly blessed and hopefully have 10 more years here.
Mm-hmm. Things we want to know about you, Chris Lane, the Halloween costume that you're looking forward to either yourself or your wife or the kids. What do you have planned?
We're going to dress Dutton up as Kevin from Home Alone because he kind of looks like that. And Lauren and I are going to be the wet bandits, Harry and Marv.
And you know the Home Alone house is here in Chicago, Chris, right? You know that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right. It is. I want to go. Can't you stay in there now?
I don't think you can stay at it. I actually saw it on someone's timeline yesterday, and they have a higher fence, but people take photos and selfies there every day of the week.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. Well, that's going to be on my list of things that I need to do the next time I'm in Chicago.
I was going to say, next question, what was the last great vacation that you were able to take? Where'd you go? What'd you do?
Last great vacation, I went to the U.S. Virgin Islands, St. John. It's one of my favorite places in the entire world. No, I did not get to go with Kenny Chesney, but but yeah, he has a house there, and that is just a special place. If you've never been there before, I would encourage anybody to go there. It's a great place.
Okay. What is the app that you're spending way too much time on your phone that you consciously say to yourself, I've got to put it down, but I just can't?
Actually, that's a great question because I don't spend too much time on my phone. I feel like I don't have the free time anymore with the kids two under two.
Right.
All the attention goes to them, so I've spent less and less. But maybe my Xfinity app, just because we go out to dinner, I'd want to watch the Braves game, so I'll make sure I didn't miss any of it.
I love that. When we are out and a bar doesn't have the game on, you can just bring up YouTube TV on your phone and stream it.
Yep, that's true. That's probably what I spend most of my time doing on my phone.
What's a song or an artist that you recently discovered that you loved instantly and then wormholed into everything that they've done?
Ah, that's a great freaking question. I've always been a big Jimmy Buffett fan, but I feel like here lately I've been diving even more so. I just love that style of music a lot, and it puts me in a happy place. So I would say him. He's not somebody I listen to throughout my entire life, but over the last year or two, I've really taken a deep dive into a lot of his stuff.
Are you now buying the parrot head Jimmy Buffett t-shirts? Are you doing the tie-dyes?
I haven't gone that far yet, but I do feel like owning a little vintage Jimmy Buffett t-shirt would be pretty cool.
Okay, last question related to that in shopping. I'm presuming that you and your wife share your Amazon account together. Is that correct, like everybody else?
Yep.
Okay, what was the last thing you bought on Amazon?
I know the answer to this because I'm the one who purchased it, but a fly trap.
Oh!
I feel like we have a fly problem here in Nashville. It drives me crazy. There's nothing that drives me crazier than flies. And we spend a lot of time outside at our house, and we have construction going on both sides of our house right now.
Yeah.
So there has been a weirdly a lot amount of flies. So I bought these fly traps. These things smell so bad, and it literally captures. I mean, it works.
So as long as you don't have to smell it, the bugs are gone.
That's right. Well, now it's a little cold, so the flies are kind of dissipating, which I'm thankful for. But, hate flies.
Well, the project is From Where I'm Sipping. It's available everywhere now, and we're just hoping that we get to see you back here in town soon.
Heck yeah. Thank you so much for taking the time.
All right. Talk to you soon, Chris. Have a good Halloween.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Chris Lane. Love him with US 99.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.